In Khartoum, very few actors are still working in very difficult situations and conditions all around the country for very different reasons. Also, very few actors, very few funding, very few interests in this conflict we feel at the moment.
We hear about a very disturbing situation in Khartoum where a lot of healthcare professionals are saying there are very few hospitals that are taking care of the wounded, taking care of the sick, taking care of those who need medication for chronic illnesses. Could you give us a scorecard of how many health centers are really operating in the capital, the twin cities of Khartoum, Omdurman and Bahri?
So now it's less than 30% of the total healthcare centers and hospitals which are really working. On top of this, even the one working, we are facing issues. So, for instance, as MSF, we are supporting several facilities, but we have issues with having drugs and supplies arriving there because they are stopped also on the road. So, or we don't have the authorization. So even the 30% I'm speaking of are really not functioning 100%. That's the first thing. Second thing, also the patient have really difficulties to get to the facilities because of the insecurity, of course, in the city. So it means that globally, the whole health system in South Khartoum is really not working properly and really with poor conditions. Very few also professionals, health professionals are still working inside Khartoum. So even inside the facilities working, now you will find very few of them being able to work, meaning that all of the medical staff still working, they are working around the clock, based almost in the hospital, most of them, and just...
And how about other towns? Talk about Medini, where you are, talk about Al Fashir, talk about Gadarif and other places that are far from the capital. What is the situation looking like over there?
So there are different situations depending on where you are for sure. But if you speak about other cities, they are also facing issues. Why? Because they are facing issues of lack of drugs in general. So for instance, pharmacies are almost empty. Prices are getting crazy. So in Gedaref, for instance, we are facing cholera cases. We have suspected cases of cholera in other cities like Wad Medani or Khartoum. So this is also a situation that when outbreak is starting, it's even difficult with the poor resources we have at the moment to really respond to all this. Speaking of Darfur, malnutrition is also massive because of lack of food getting there. So of course access in Darfur is terrible, and it means that people, there are not sufficient food for living correctly.
What is the ask of MSF?
Yeah, so our call is has several aspects. The first aspect we really want to call is some kind of step up of the response, humanitarian response. We really need more actors on the ground. We really need also more funding for sure for this major crisis. So not to forget inside Sudan. We are speaking about outside Sudan, but we really need to step up here and continue to provide aid for this population. Also, we really need to be able to have access to health facilities ourselves, the supply, but also the patient. The patients, they should move freely to get to health centers. This is not the situation today. So this is really the two main points we really want to focus on and to ask for support.
How difficult or how easy is it for you to access people who are trapped in Khartoum?
It is super difficult, one, because of insecurity, obviously, and we got even a few days ago, we've got an incident. By accident, one of our car was shot, so everybody is safe, but we were taken in a crossfire. So this is a super difficult situation, you can imagine, and psychological impact, of course, for the team as well. But also because we are requesting sometimes travel permits to move, and it's not always granted. So we have really also impediments from administrative side for us to be able to support correctly. So at the moment, I'm in Wad Medani waiting to go to Khartoum myself, but I still don't have the paperwork to be able to proceed. So this is definitely something we are trying to request to authorities to let us go as well, and to be able to support and give help.